morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, February 11th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around the state. The Trump administration sent a memo to more than 2 million federal workers late last month, baiting them to resign by February 6th. But that deadline has been pushed back, and the move is in limbo after a judge hit pause to decide its legality. Jackson Hole Community Radio's Dante Filpula Ankni reports many say federal workers in Teton County are not biting.
NPR reports that as of late last week, about 65,000, or 3% of federal workers nationwide, have taken the resignation offer. In Teton County, some close to the Forest Service and the National Park Service, two of the largest federal employers of at least 500 workers, say most are not accepting the offer.
So there's just this overarching feeling of confusion and dread you get when you just don't know what's going to happen.
Sarah Lundstrom works for the National Parks Conservation Association, an advocacy group for national parks. She doesn't know how many have accepted, but says a few who have were close to retirement anyway.
We can't say how many people will take that offer, and so we have no idea what the full impact on the Park Service and park operations will be.
A Forest Service employee with over two decades of experience who spoke on the condition of anonymity says he and most colleagues aren't taking the offer because they want a better retirement and worries the resignation's payout might not come. The Forest Service and the National Park Service did not respond to KHOL by press time. Dante Filpula-Ankni, KHOL News.
It has been almost a year since a Sublette County man ran down a wolf with a snowmobile and brought the live animal into a bar, sparking global outrage. There have been a few bills in this year's legislative session to try and prevent that behavior, with one recently failing. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports.
Sublette County Representative Mike Schmid introduced his bill to committee lawmakers late last week.
All it basically does is make it illegal to use a vehicle, whether over the road, ATV, side-by-side, snow machine, as a weapon to kill any wildlife, including predators, on public land.
He says this language could have prevented the wolf incident from happening last year.
That issue has given my community a black eye, my county and this state a black eye.
But not everyone agreed with the bill. Livestock groups say striking predators with snowmobiles is a management tool. The bill barely failed to make it out of committee. A similar bill is moving forward. It increases penalties for wildlife cruelty. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
After much debate in the Wyoming Senate, a resolution to transfer wide swaths of federal land to the state failed yesterday. Supporters have long argued the feds are mismanaging millions of surface acres and mineral rights, but some state senators argued that demanding Congress give Wyoming the land would not hold any weight. The resolution failed in a tie vote in the Senate and also failed a motion to vote again. Environmentalists are applauding the result. Almost every bill this legislative session addressing affordable housing in Wyoming has died. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports of the six bills filed this session, only one remains.
As Wyoming lawmakers tackle social wedge issues, property tax relief, and changes to public education, affordable housing has fallen by the wayside. Some bills introduced this session could have reduced regulations around building, or launched a housing investment program, or invested $60 million in development authority bonds. But none of these bills were ever assigned to a committee. Another bill, expanding tax increment financing, did get to a committee, but the lawmakers there ran out of time to deal with it. That bill is dead now, as Representative Christopher Knapp told the committee he chairs.
I offer my apologies for not making it through.
But one affordable housing bill remains. Senate File 40 would reform the state's protest petition, making it a little harder for neighbors to stop a housing development from being built next door. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
Conservative states in our region are increasingly protecting crisis pregnancy centers, where the primary goal is often to dissuade women from getting abortions. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Mertzbach reports the cowboy state could join their ranks.
The pregnancy centers may provide free pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, but they don't offer abortions. Arizona and Utah already support some of them, and now lawmakers in Wyoming and Montana are considering protecting what supporters see as life-affirming care. Denise Burke is with a national Christian law group pushing the legislation. She says it'll prevent any discrimination against the centers for their pro-life ethic.
To prevent future incidents where the rights and the work of pregnancy centers are threatened.
Some Wyoming residents, like Britt Borrell, are speaking
and
out
now
at public
let's hear
meetings
from
against
Ivy
the
Engel
centers.
With some
These centers
stories
push a religious agenda
Wyoming.
Under the guise of providing health care.
Democratic states like Colorado are regulating the centers, specifically preventing them from advertising that they provide abortions. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Mersbach in Jackson.
After much debate in the Wyoming Senate, a resolution to transfer wide swaths of federal land to the state failed yesterday. Supporters have long argued the feds are mismanaging millions of surface acres and mineral rights, but some state senators argued that demanding Congress to give Wyoming the land would not hold any weight. Others voted it down to protect public access. Lawmakers had amended the resolution to let the feds keep national parks, monuments, forests, and wilderness areas and other public lands, but for many that was not enough. The resolution failed in a tie vote in the Senate and also failed a motion to reconsider. Environmentalists are applauding the result. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Several Wyoming fire crews headed to California recently to help fight the LA fires. Fremont, Natrona, and Albany counties each sent a crewed engine, and Goshen County sent two. Seven federal employees from northern Wyoming also went. Three Wyoming Cowboy football student athletes have been recognized for their performances on the field and in the classroom. Justin Erb, Andrew Johnson, and Will Pellissier were named to the 2024 Academic All-District Football Team for Division I. Student athletes must achieve a 3.5 cumulative GPA and play a high percentage of games. The city of Cheyenne has been named a bronze-level bicycle-friendly community by the League of American Bicyclists. The award recognizes Cheyenne for its commitment to creating transportation and recreational resources that benefit residents of all ages and abilities while encouraging healthier and more sustainable transportation choices. And the Wyoming Historical Society is seeking nominations of individuals and organizations that have done outstanding work in preserving and interpreting Wyoming history in 2024. The deadline is April 30th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's trivia question. About how many times a day does Old Faithful erupt in Yellowstone National Park? Send us your answers for all five of this week's trivia questions by Sunday at noon. We'll crown three winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief. Join me again tomorrow. And remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.